99.3 The Vine, as promised, joining us live right now, it's my friend Drew. Hey, Drew.
Hello, Napa.
Well, you've been out hitting the bioluminescence, and I missed it, man. You invited me that last time, and I'm like, I got a gig, and you're all, okay, you're going to miss it. And then, of course, Drew's sending me photos going, you missed it. Yeah. Like, come on, I got to get out there, man. Woo.
You're so, always invited, but there's the best is yet to come, for sure.
Right, I so mean, bio's going to keep going through October, you're saying?
Through October, yeah, our last, it's 24th.
22nd of October. Yep. Okay. Wow. All right. So are people's minds just blown? Because I know the first time I saw it, I guarantee the first time you saw it, first time any of us see it, got, I think somebody said like Northern Lights, only in the water.
Yep.
Only sparkly. And they swirl like with your paddle. You paddle, it makes that little whirlpool and you, and it swirls the little glow in the dark blue plankton that's doing some sort of electric thing. You knew more about the whole the chemistry,
the science
chemical, part of how, yeah, right. But I liked your best story.
Chemical
was,
reaction.
It's a chemical, but it's a reaction. So apparently, it's a defense mechanism so that the little fish don't eat them, because if they do, then their bellies glow, and then the bigger fish see the little fish glowing and eat them.
That's how it works,
right? Yeah. So that's the deal.
It's
a defense mechanism.
Yeah, and it's plankton that's everywhere.
Right.
This particular strain, dinoflagellates, right? They're always emitting a little electricity. They're always emitting. That's how they stay alive, right?
Right.
But what happens is they switch the spectrum of light to fluorescent, you know, and that's the defense. So when they get agitated, like when a fish is coming in to gobble them up, they light up like the stars, you know, like a firefly. But you're talking about
whoosh.
A lot. I mean, it.
Right. Or when a shark will swim through,
yeah,
it makes whoosh, whoosh, whoosh off his tail. You go, whoa, it's
it
like 3D light up neon shark swimming by.
Your paddle lights it up. The keel of your kayak lights it up. You
any
know,
movement, any disruption
movement
whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, like, if you catch it on a good night and the waves are lapping on the shore, it's glowing blue. And you're like, wait, what's that?
What's going on? Yeah.
That doesn't make
radioactive
sense. Radioactive. Is it radioactive? No, it's healthy plankton. It's healthy.
Staying alive, yeah. Absolutely.
Right?
It's great. And yeah, I guess the fish at the bottom of the ocean figured that out. So they have a black stomach lining so they can eat it.
Really?
But, The rest of us little guys, you know, we just glow when we eat the plankton. So full moon or no moons, you want the dark
that we
moon
were talking
shadows.
About that. See, I was telling Drew, doesn't matter if it's foggy or whatever, that's actually cool because you see them even more. There isn't a reflection. It's nothing but light below your paddle.
Yeah.
Every time, and I guarantee you, the whole time you're out there, every time you take you pull a paddle, Whoa, did it again.
Yeah, we were, you know, taking our paddles like a soup ladle and throwing the water into the air, and all the water droplets would glow, just like the stars. It looked like the Milky Way.
Really?
Seriously, I mean, the glowing, you could pick it up and pour it off your paddle. It was like this glowing soup, you know, crescendo into the water.
Isn't it wild that we live right here and so many people don't know about bio?
It's
not here all the time, and it's only at night, basically, when you catch it, because you can see it in the daytime. It's still there, but you don't see it as much because the sky's blue. It's blue, so it kind of blends. So it's an evening activity. So that's probably the reason most people haven't seen it.
Beyond evening, I mean, it's a pitch dark night activity for the most part. But we launch at sunset. We catch the sunset behind Hog Island. It's gorgeous. And then wait for that sun to go behind the hills and
make
our way across to these coves that are protected from the moonlight. And then it's a light show, man. It's an underwater light show. And we growing up, we'd go to Puerto Rico for this, right?
I've seen some photos out of Puerto Rico.
You know,
it's
amazing. A tourist industry in Puerto Rico. But we've got it an hour away. And I'd say 4 or 5 nights a month in the summertime is about all we get. But when we get it,
Puerto Rico,
it's spectacular. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
apparently
it.
I looked it up to see Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's got some great shots, man. I don't know. It must be like somehow there's a current there because it's lighting up like a river wide. It's like the whole thing. Oh, there's that part I like with the swirly.
With the swirls.
Oh,
yeah.
A turtle swirled and then lit it up. Look at it. Turtle swirl.
Out in Tamaulipas, we'll get these guppies, you know, and right. The hole will scare them up and they'll just rip, you know, jet away from your hole, right?
And it's
like a lightning bolt, man. I remember the first time I saw it, I thought there was a fish, you know, those flying fish that like are on top of the water.
Yes, yes.
That's what it looked like, you know. And then I'm like, that was under the water, you know, that lightning bolt.
Right.
So
amazing. So have you seen a shark come by and whoosh, whoosh?
Not yet, but I know where to find them.
You do. I know you do. You were there. Well, I tell you, if I can get to the next one, I won't miss it. I promise. And I'll get out and stand in the water and get the sharks to come over and say hi to us. And then people will trip and go, no, you shouldn't do that. Just, they're trap mouse. As long as they don't have teeth in the front, the teeth are on the bottom, it's fine.
Cool. Yeah, we're thrilled. We're licensed.
You're fully licensed.
Got Marin,
right, you know, so you got a whole new tour going.
I
can't believe I missed the first one. Yeah. I wanted to be there on the first one. That's okay.
The 26th is going to be
26th of
dark.
This month.
Yeah, it'll be a new moon.
Yeah, but that
the 27th sold out. The 26th.
Oh, you still got room on the 26th?
Just posted that.
And the 7th is sold out. Okay. Yeah.
And then
I'm again, literally looking at my calendar.
We've
right
got
now.
September.
Ooh.
24th.
And September 24th. Wait a minute. So you're going out the 26th and 27th of August? And you've still got tickets for 26th. That's the Friday night. Yep. Hey, I think you can put me down for that.
All right, man.
What time do you head out there?
8.
Oh, I can get there.
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
It works for Fridays. You get off work, leisurely drive. Beautiful drive. It's the best commuting.
I know, right?
As soon as you get to East Washington
and get through Petaluma, like literally 5 minutes on the other side of Petaluma, you're a million miles. You're out in Two Rock Valley. You're out in Rolling Hills. And it feels like, how did I get this far away from home?
Yeah, man. You're out in one bar cell reception, too.
Right? And cows and pastures and rolling hills and rocks. And then next thing you know, you're there.
And then the next thing you know, the oceans lighten up.
With
you know.
Glow-in-the-dark blue. It's not even glow-in-the-dark. It's light-up-in-the-dark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm putting it on my calendar right now. I don't want to miss this one. Hey, anybody else wants to go to this? Get on it quick. It only lasts so long, so you got to get these. And how many are you doing per tour? You're not doing
12.
That's it,
boats,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you better sign up now. Yeah, if you want to see this, I know I do. So I'll confirm. Wow, Drew. Congratulations on getting this whole thing going. You got it all permitted. So is everybody kayaking? Anybody supping? Anybody taking the Kanaka boat
open,
out?
You know, the Kanaka is in full effect. So that's a great way.
Wait a second. I just thought of it. Wait. Kanaka boat, you can see through it.
Yeah.
Which means the hull itself will turn blue because the skin is clear. So when the skin is skimming the water, it's going to light up under the boat.
It's going to light up under your feet.
You'll have like blue neon glowing Kanaka whaleboat.
It is, man.
Oh, man. See, that's worth
translucent.
Sitting in the big boat with you.
And it looks great with the sunset through that hole, too.
Oh, anything.
It's
no,
nice.
I know. I've
pastels.
Seen it with the, or the even just the water ripples outside the boat when the sun's doing the blink, blink, blink off of it. It goes blink, blink, blink through the boat. So you're getting that. You're getting it lighted up. Yeah, that Kanaka boat's rad.
Yeah. So we're doing that. It's for kids. You know, you can bring your kids. I mean, over 100 pounds. But we got to make sure that, you know.
Right.
Some paddle experience. Because you do have to paddle the Kanaka boat.
Yeah.
You know.
But you got four of you paddling there, or five, right? So if you're captaining, you're in the back.
I captain in the back, and then we've got the family up front.
The family paddles. But basically, for those of you who haven't paddled Tamales, think about it with a lake with an outlet. It's flat. It's just flat in there.
And warm. And that's part of the reason the
plankton's there right now, because the water's warm. 62 degrees this morning. So it's pretty warm. So actually, yeah, that's actually warm enough for me to go trunking. Not that I would. It's still chilly. But perfect time to get out there.
I could see you swimming with the fishes.
Yeah, I'll jump in.
I
guarantee if it starts going off,
I don't like
I'm
to
in.
Set. Yeah.
I'm
we'll
in.
Do a, we can always go on.
Yeah.
The 24th.
That's true. You and I can just run out. I'm so stoked. I can't believe I missed that first one.
An hour away. Just because I grew up in Santa Elena, so it was, you know, hour and 45.
But right. You had to get down valley and then
been
back
down
out.
Here 10 years now, and it's like nothing to get over to the coast. little, you know.
Right. No, it's right there. 51 minutes.
51 minutes.
If there's no traffic, not speeding, that's going the speed limit, 51 miles an hour. 51 minutes. That's it. So, all right. So you got trips coming up at the in this month. You'll have some more in September and then a couple in October.
Yep.
So how do people like get involved like right now? Can they just go to the website? Is there a website, sign-up sheet?
Yeah. The menu item. And then our Instagram page, we post all every day.
Yeah, I know you're torturing me with these shots. I keep seeing buy a limited. Oh, I missed the first
There's some great shots on there from our trips, the last two trips.
Right. Awesome.
And information.
Okay, so go to Napa Valley Paddle.
But I think we could do paddleboarders. You have to have some experience.
You gotta have. It's nighttime, so it's your boat. You're not. Yeah.
We'll have to screen the paddleboarders, but we can do that.
You could do it. But you gotta wear your PFD because it's chilly. It's night. Well, there are currents, but it's not gnarly.
And you know, I think I've got a little seat too. It's called the the Paddleac.
Oh really? That seat for your paddleboard thing?
That guy, yeah, Mike. He paddled up the coast from Florida to Maine. It was 80 days, that dude, for Wounded Warriors.
Really?
And he invented this kayak seat, and then I think it didn't work out very well. But we picked up like 7 or 8 of them.
Right.
So we'll pull them out of the warehouse for these.
So you can sit.
Yeah. So you can sit. Well, yeah, we're out there. It's a 2.5 hour event.
Right.
It'd be nice to have a seat on there.
It would be nice. Yeah, it's a new day. We can have seats. Whatever you want. Comfort first, and bioluminescence will blow your mind. So tell everybody how to go sign up, Drew.
NapaValleyPaddle.com.
It's just that simple. Get in now, because otherwise you'll be in my boat going, oh, I could have made the first one. Thanks, Drew.
Thank you.
We'll see you out there on the water.
All right, man.